This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1345. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 30th, India starts DRM, Zimbabwe jamming VOA, and VOA resumes Somali language. The Media Ownership Reform Act. Latin American DX and station news from Mexico to Brazil. Deutsche Welle to become amorphous. New frequency from Ukraine and the propagation outlook. In early January, it looked as if Minivan Radio, the opposition station for the Maldive Islands, would be going off the air again. On January 8th, it was announced that their website was being relaunched, www.minivanradio.net, allowing people to download not only the entire one-hour program, but segments of it. And furthermore, there would be portions in English. This was according to the website minivannews.com, which I gather is not actually the same organization. The word Minivan simply means independent in Divehi. Zacharias Yangas sent that along to us. And then a few days later, from the same source, Artie Bigley forwards an item saying that Minivan Radio would cease shortwave transmissions from January 14th, the final one on the 13th. However, at the last moment, we got this news from Jeff White of Radio Miami International, which brokers the shortwave broadcast. We got word that Minivan Radio will continue on shortwave indefinitely, so that last transmission will not be the last. We were listening for it, however, and several of us were unable to hear it, so perhaps the word that it had not ceased did not get through all the channels in time. In any event, the transmissions have continued daily at 16 to 17 UT via Germany on 11800, and confirmed for us by Manikant Lodaya in South India on January 18th. On the 17th, MinivanNews.com reported that Philip Wellman, a journalist for that website, had been asked to leave the country only 2 days after returning. He was expelled once before last November. They call it harassment, and Reporters Without Borders is also concerned, thanks to Mike Cooper for sending that story on. Alokesh Gupta in New Delhi gave us news that All India Radio was about to start DRM transmissions on shortwave. And in fact, they were testing on January 28th between 0330 and 1230 UT on 6100 kHz. The site is Kanpur near Delhi. And it's a 250-kilowatt transmitter, but for DRM, it's running only 150 kilowatts. Another frequency for these tests is 7270. We don't have any further schedule information. Furthermore, the schedules have not appeared on the usual DRM lists. In Hardcore DX, Craig Seeger in Australia says he was able to barely pull in 6100 at 1215 UT. However, without any audio, just the on-screen ID was showing as AIR Delhi Kanpur, and the language shown as English. Using Dream software, it went off abruptly at 1220. Alokesh Gupta also sends a story from the New Nation, which I believe is in Bangladesh, by Sheikh Arif Bulbon, January 15th. External services of Bangladesh Betar in bad shape. On shortwave in Bengali and five other languages, now in miserable condition, due to degradation of the quality of signals from the old shortwave transmitter. From Savar, a named official of BB said, the quality of transmission has remained poor for 2 years. The signal has become too weak to receive, but the authorities are not willing to address the problem. The technicians working at the transmitter are not careful to maintain the program schedule and non-repetition or exchanging of programs. This refers to the only remaining frequency, 7185, at 1315 to 1730 and 1815 to 2000 UT. Media Network, Andy Sennett says, this report contradicts a story we had last July, which said a new 100-kilowatt transmitter had been inaugurated by the Information Minister. This is from Krister Brunström, Sweden, and for DX Listening Digest. The Swedish broadcast from NHK Radio Japan will end in October. Hans Shimizu Carlson, who's been working for the Swedish section for some 20 years, reading news and producing feature programs, such as the Monthly Mailbag, says along with friend Martin Sakurai, he has started an internet radio station called Audioport Japan. They plan to offer news and feature programs in Swedish and possibly other languages. There was a 22-minute show about Tokyo's City Hall, talking about the building, manga comics, and Japanese movies. The website is www.audioport-japan.com. Of course, Radio Japan also plans to drop English broadcasts on shortwave next October, so let's hope this website will also be having some English. In BCDX, Wolfgang Büschel reports a frequency change for the clandestine Little Saigon Radio, broadcast from Taiwan to Vietnam. It's on 7390 instead of 7380 at 15 to 1530 UT with a log periodic antenna. Among the many times for stimulating discussions on Radio Australia, set aside this hour if you can, Wednesdays from 14 to 15 UT, when the best frequency here is 9590. On January 24th, All in the Mind featured Daniel Bennett discussing his latest book on religion, and then starting not at 14:30 but 14:35, another program called Philosopher's Zone with a talk by John Searle about consciousness. This, of course, is actually a relay of Radio National. Another week and at least one other frequency for the Polisario station targeting Western Sahara from a transmitter site just across the border in Algeria. Last week, we said they'd been on 6458, 6485, and 6480 variable. But on January 27th, they moved again to 6300, reported by Francesco Cicconi in Italy at 1745 to 1815 UT in Arabic. And also the next morning, starting at 0700, heard by Dave Vacco, Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX. Not to be confused with that strong spur from Cuba on 6300, which, however, should be going off at 0700, assuming both the transmitters mixing go off on time. 6300 was then heard by numerous other DXers, although not much luck here. And Wolfgang Büschel noted that they were missing again on January 29th. On the evening of January 30th, Jose Miguel Romero in Spain said they started off on 6302 at 1800, but by 1830 they were back on 6300. In the Mayor Tip Sheet, Harold Froge in Michigan reports some kind of musical jammer on 17730, January 23rd at 1815. He says not the Chinese crash and bang jammer, but an orchestra continuously tuning up, and replaced at 1826 by a low-pitched tone. Guess what? The Voice of America Studio 7 service to Zimbabwe is on 17730 at 1700 to 1830 Monday through Friday via Morocco. So that could very well be a Zimbabwean jammer he heard, on behalf of Zimbabwe at least, perhaps from a suitable skip distance outside the country. Could it be Gabon? David Pringlewood in Harare confirms that I've monitored this jamming of VOA Studio 7 on 17730 since January 16th. It's similar to the bagpipes accompanied by a music box. Extremely effective in jamming the frequency, but the other two shortwave frequencies, 11815 and 4930, are not jammed. VOA Studio 7 is also jammed by a similar jammer on medium wave 909, which has been in place for several months. Bert Trutna, Lithuania, reports to DX Listening Digest that the Voice of Delina, the clandestine for Eritrea, has a new website, vodm.asmarno.com, and they've changed their name slightly to Voice of Meselna Delina. That's MeselnaDelina. It's scheduled at 17 to 1730 UT, Monday through Friday, on 7335, and they have an address in Cerritos, California. Last week we mentioned another new clandestine for Ethiopia this time, Andenet Le Democracy, scheduled Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday at 17 to 18 on 7280 via the Samara, Russia site. However, in DSWC IDX window, Acker Peterson in Denmark reported checking for it on Tuesday, January 23rd at 17:15, and all he could hear on 7280 was the voice of Vietnam. So we're wondering if this station is on the air at all, or has it not yet started? We were also wondering last week if anyone could confirm that Radio Cairo, Egypt has moved back to 11950 for the sesquihour in English at 23 to North America, instead of 11885 colliding with WIFR. We've had no confirmation from listeners in North America, but Ola Alm in Sweden says yes, Cairo is indeed active on 11950 at 2300, heard January 26th. There were Quran recitations and English translation before 2315 and then the news. Reception quite variable. It seems that most days they do not get through even to Sweden due to propagation. A press release from Voice of America says from February 12th they'll start broadcasts in the Somali language at 16 to 1630 on 13580 and 15620, 17 to 1730 on the same, but the first broadcast is also on medium wave 1431. That means Djibouti, which until now has been devoted to nothing but Radio Sawa in Arabic. Chris Greenway in the UK says this was not unexpected. It fills a rather glaring gap in U.S. external radio targets. But the use of 1431 from Djibouti raises questions. During the day, it beams northwest, 325 degrees, up the Red Sea, and at night, more westerly toward the Sudan. And thus, it apparently does not have suitable antennas for Somalia. I speculate they might just switch to non-directional, since they are running rather high power. Wolfgang Büschel suggests perhaps they could simply, by making some technical changes, beam in the opposite direction. On Friday, January 26th, the NewsHour on PBS carried a feature report on the Voice of America, and streaming video was made available later. You might still be able to find it at www.pbs.org/NewsHour. Representative Maurice Henschy of the 22nd District of New York has had pending before Congress since 2005 the Media Ownership Reform Act, H.R. 3302. Of course, as long as the Republicans were in control, it was moribund. But now some action is expected. You can read about it at his website, www.house.gov/hinchey/issues/mora.shtml. The website says Henschy will be introducing an updated version of MORA in the coming weeks, but here's a summary of what the bill has contained. It would amend the 1934 Communications Act to restore the Fairness Doctrine and explicitly require broadcast licensees to provide a reasonable opportunity for the discussion of conflicting views on issues of public importance. It would also restore a standard to prevent any one company from owning broadcast stations that reach more than 35% of U.S. television households, and reestablish a national radio ownership cap to keep a single company from owning more than 5% of our nation's total number of AM and FM stations. And among other things, would require broadcast licensees to publish a report every 2 years on how the station is serving the public interest. Last week we reported that the calls of 1660 in Kansas City had been changed from KXTR to WDAF. Not clear if this also means there'll be a format change, but so far we're still hearing classical music on the frequency. The WDAF calls appeared briefly on their website, even if you went to KXTR.com, but then they disappeared. In ABDX, Alan First in Texas suggests they're just parking the calls temporarily on 1660. You're listening to World of Radio number 1345 from P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. This means that for some 27 years, we've brought you a new World of Radio program virtually every week without fail, although occasionally we produced one in advance. The time has come, I'm afraid, when I need to cut back on spending so much time in this voluntary effort. So don't be surprised if in the near future you do not hear a new World of Radio program without fail every week. If you hear the previous week's program repeated, it will not necessarily be a mistake. We do hope our affiliates will stick with us, even lacking a new show absolutely every week. If you're wondering whether or not there is a new show, we'll keep our current audio page updated at worldofradio.org. Standard disclaimer. In the Ontario DX Association, Greg Schatzman says, as reported on ODXA Perspectives on HCJB, an email from Raymond Pelletier at the National Research Council sounds optimistic about the future of CHU, as some 500 emails and letters of support have been received. His department is recommending that CHU be relicensed as a broadcast station, which would allow it to continue operations on 7335 kHz. But that does not address the need for an eventual upgrade of aging transmitters, so the powers that be still have to weigh the options whether to continue operations beyond April 1st. For some time, we've been reporting that XCYU, Radio Universidad in Mexico City, has resumed testing on approximately 9599.203 kHz and urging others to try to hear it, even outside North America, and several reports have now come in. Not everyone was able to get a definite ID, but if you're hearing classical music or talk in Spanish on this offset frequency, it's pretty sure you have XCYU. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports it before and after 1000 UT on January 20th. Also, Al Qualieri in New York, January 26th from 2315 until midnight 56. Also, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, January 27th at 1425 to 1507. Terry Kruger in Florida says it's blowing in with great audio and modulation, January 27th at 1630 and January 28th at 1544. And here's an overseas report. Maritz von Drischa in Belgium was listening on January 28th at 0936 and 1049 on 9599.30. Strangely enough, I am no longer hearing it between 06 and 07 UT when I used to, but Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla in the Federal District says they are still running all night, heard around 0800. And they're also running past midnight UT, despite Cuba on 9600. Giampiero Bernardini in Italy pulled them in and measured the frequency at precisely 9599.257, January 29th, from 2208 to 2223, with interference at 2312. And the much lower-powered university station in San Luis Potosi is still being heard around 0630 on 6045. That's XEXQ, always playing classical music. Bernie O'Shea in Ottawa, Ontario, and I have been hearing Radio Rebelde on as many as five frequencies at midday. The transmission had been running from 17 to 19 UT, although on one occasion he says they finished at 1830. I found four of the frequencies were synchronized, 17735, 17555, 15570, and 11655, and the others slightly unsynchronized, indicating a different transmitter site or feed route, 15370. To the condition list, Oscar de Cespedes in Florida forwards an item from the exile news source Cubanet about a local jamming station in Palma Soriano, Cuba. There was an interruption in the service of the jamming, during which local residents were able to hear for a few hours stations in the clear, Radio Martí, Radio Nacional de España, and BBC London. This implies that Cuba's intentionally jamming those other stations, but I don't think they really are. The jammer was off the air for a few hours because it was also interfering with a church nearby, so it was moved to another location. Henrik Clements in Sweden tells us that the Colombian stations, La Voz de tu Conciencia, 6010, and Marfil Estéreo, 5910, are not only sending a QSL card for useful reports this year, but a mini-disc containing music and pictures from the transmitter site and studios. QSL manager Rafael Rodriguez explains what they're looking for. Reports with CINPO, information about what the DXer considers is the best time to listen to the signals, that is, best time by hour, month, or season, indications of any co-channel interference with other shortwave stations, and if possible, monitor over a 2 or 3 day period. Here are the addresses: Colombia Para Cristo, Calle 44, number 13-67, Bogota, Colombia. Or direct to QSL manager Rafael Rodriguez, Apartado Aéreo, or AA, number 67751, Bogota, Colombia. Rafael Rodriguez also reports to the PlayDX group that Venezuela's Radio Amazonas was active again, heard January 28th at 0220 to 245 with dance music and ID on 4939.7, but also putting out a distorted spur on 5128.8 variable. The day before, January 27th at 2137, he was hearing them very distorted on the spur only, 5136.4 variable, at that time with a football game. About Radio Logos Bolivia, we have some information from a person who's been in contact with people at the station, Wayne Borthwick, in British Columbia. He says they're using both 6165 and 4865, the latter a 1 kilowatt unit with a Lazy H antenna. In December of 05, they resurrected an old 5-kilowatt tube transmitter and moved it to 6165 for the new frequency. The original station was Radio Centenario, but they call the new station Radio Logos, operating from the same site. Now broadcasting in 7 languages spoken in Bolivia, including Low German, used by the Mennonites in the area. So that probably explains the NID in that language, previously reported around 2300 on 4865. The situation is not entirely clear yet, especially if you read their website, www.latcom.org/radio.htm or /index.htm. In his Panorama column, Célio Romais in Brazil says Radio Clube de Marília is active on 3235. Now with their own programming, after having rented out the frequency for a while to Radio Guarujá Paulista. Another Brazilian station closed down permanently at the end of 06, Radio Difusora de Poços de Caldas on 4945, after 35 years on shortwave. Following up last week's item about the DX meeting on Deutsche Welle being canceled, I listened to the January edition, and it wasn't completely certain, but they implied that the show at the end of February could be the very last. Meanwhile, we hear this from Aaron Zawitzki. Deutsche Welle English will be reformatted by the end of March, more or less like was done with German before, that is, into a kind of rolling news format. All long programs, including Mailbag, will be eliminated. It's understood the new format will include a slot for listeners' response, but no more DX meeting. And probably there will be more changes to follow at Deutsche Welle Radio. I reply, oh no, another station making itself into an amorphous magazine, not worth listening to for any specific topic. Goodbye, too, to a world of music. Via Kevin Redding, ABDX, a story from the Zeno Association in the Czech Republic that Swedish radio is starting a new program called Radio Chachimo, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, C-H-A-C-H-I-M-O, a one-hour program once a month on the last Sunday, starting January 28th. It's for the Roma population, and presumably in their language. Kai Ludwig says it appears that the times in UT will be Saturday and Sunday at 22 to 23 on 5850 for the Romani service. From JTA via Zacharias Yangus and Reuters via Kevin Redding, ABDX, in March, Poland's state-run radio will start broadcasting a few hours of news each day in Hebrew. to strengthen Poland's ties with Israel and help shed the country's reputation for anti-Semitism. Times and frequencies to be announced. It's not entirely clear, but if it's to be audible in Israel, it may well be on shortwave via relays abroad. Tony Curry, Program Director of Radio 6 International in Glasgow, Scotland, tells us, after a rather long hiatus than we had anticipated, Radio 6 International is delighted to resume weekly live broadcasts to Europe and the Pacific on shortwave from Saturday, February 3rd. It'll be from 07 to 08 UT on 9290, 100 kilowatts, from Ulbroka, Latvia. In February, the program will be the Tony Curry Show. Details at www.radiosix.com. You may wonder why he says to Europe and the Pacific. Well, that's because the azimuth of the 9290 transmissions is 250 degrees. And from Lithuania, Idun Ritz in Denmark tells us that KBC Radio, a former pirate from the Netherlands in the 80s, has returned to shortwave starting January 27th and every Saturday evening this year, 22 to 2259 UT, on 6255 via Sitkunai, Lithuania, 100 kilowatts, 259 degrees. It's also on medium wave 1386 with 500 kilowatts. See www.kbcradio.eu. And she says she was hearing the first broadcast very well until 2259, January 27th. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica was also picking it up on 6255. Furthermore, reported by John Herkimer, New York, in the Nashville Flash Sheet, starting at 2200 and opening with an English ID. And their rock music show was also heard by Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia. Marty Delphine in Spain says, I know that across the pond it's difficult to hear Radio PMR from Pridnestrovia, which broadcasts from Tiraspol, Moldova on 6235 for 20 minutes weekdays at 1700 in English. So I've posted a recording of a broadcast I captured on my new blog, www.shortwavescatter.blogspot.com. Actually, you'll find yourself playing a file from YouTube, but it's mainly for the audio. Via Mike Barraclough, Edwin Southwell in the UK, World DX Club reports that Radio Ukraine International announced that from January 26th, they've changed frequency for English to North America at 01 and 04, replacing 5820 with 7440. It's not yet propagating very well here, but Craig Christ in Virginia says it's overall fair to good, much improved over 5820. John Babbis in Maryland says he heard the voice of Greece again doing an English hour UT Sunday at 0300 on 7475 and 9420. On January 28th, it was the Greek music show presented in English, but on other occasions it might be Hellenes Around the World. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued January 30th. Solar activity very low to low. Geomagnetic field quiet to minor storm conditions. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5 February 13th, 20 and 6 on the 25th, down to 5 and 2 in between. Solar flux dropping from 90 February 1st to 75 on the 11th to 21st. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1345.